It's summer, so the halls of Maple Elementary are quiet until you reach the kindergarten wing.
And I always hold my paper with my other hand.
If you think kindergarten is all playtime and pasta crafts, you haven't visited Janet Craig's classroom lately.
Red, R-E-D, red, I can spell red.
The 4 and 5-year-old singing are part of a United Way-funded kindergarten camp that's run through Indiana University Health. About 350 kids are participating across the state. In Avon, the district identified 21 students who could benefit from extra help. The 4-week camp is a chance for them to review shapes and colors, learn letters, even to spell.
You know what? I bet if you look at your crayon, you might be able to find the R-E-D word on there.
Spelling? In kindergarten? Believe it or not, Craig says that's what's expected of kindergartners today.
Kindergarten teachers always say that kindergarten is what first grade used to be. And so I think having a nice background of letters and sounds and how to write your name and knowing your colors and shapes, you can start doing so many more things with them than you could when kindergarten was just shapes and colors.
But some of the kids at kindergarten camp aren't read to at home. Others haven't been to preschool. But Craig says they're all expected to learn to write, to color, to count.
How many do you have?
Okay, I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-oh, how many are you supposed to have?
The answer she's looking for is 3. Or?
1, 2, 3.
Even with students who speak little English, Craig says her job is to make sure they have success no matter what experiences they bring to the classroom.
I even see it in Spanish, Chelsea. Rojo.
Terry Spradlin is the Associate Director of the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy at Indiana University. He says kindergarten has become more than learning what it means to be in a classroom. It's a foundation for first grade and beyond.
You know, the most important thing that they emphasize, though, are development of literacy skills, you know, vocabulary, speech, you know, some basic writing skills, etc., are starting to be developed in those early months of kindergarten.
Statewide numbers aren't in yet, but districts are reporting an uptick in all-day kindergarten enrollment. In Avon, all-day enrollment is up more than 40% from last year. Spradlin says the move to full-day kindergarten will give teachers more time to help students who are behind catch up to their peers. And for teacher Renee Moore, sometimes catching up is as simple as showing them how to write their names.
Because when you go into school, you know, a lot of the teachers, they just don't have time to sit and really try to work on the name as much as they need to.
Craig says most families are receptive when the district invites them to participate in kindergarten camp. She says hopefully the program leaves them better prepared to start school in August.
I think for these kids, they will become leaders in their classroom because they've already gone through 4 weeks of camp that is like kindergarten.
After all, these kids can spell red. They're moving on to the next challenge.
Happy fellow, Y-E-L-L-O-W, spells yellow. We did it, Mrs. Davies.
For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.